Great Nuts Flakes presents Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
And this is Glenn Riggs, boys and girls, saying hello for Grape Nuts Flakes, the breakfast food that makes you as strong as, well, you name it, Tank.
Yeah, it's like breaking through a heavy overcast.
What do you mean, Tank?
Well, you see, when you're flying blind through fog and then suddenly see that sun, boy, that makes you feel strong again.
I see. The only thing is, boys and girls, with Grape Nuts Flakes, you don't have to fly through fog. You know they help make you strong, and you know exactly where they are, too. They're at your grocer's. Just get Mom in on that. Tell her that Grape Nuts Flakes will give you zip and zam. And tell her that once you start eating Grape Nuts Flakes, she can start talking to the next door neighbor about what a big chest you've got and about those muscles that ripple like trees in a storm.
And you know, fellas and gals, you really owe it to yourself to feel good and strong. And Mom wants to keep you feeling good and strong.
Right, Tank, all the way. So let's go with Grape Nuts Flakes. Remember, Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. Now to our story. Reporting to Allied Air Intelligence Headquarters in the little Dutch town of Freidorf, immediately behind the American lines, Hop Harrigan and his mechanic pal, Tank Tinker, received orders for an important photographic mission to Berlin. They are to obtain pictures of 8 enemy interceptor airfields, which are part of the defense ring of the Nazi capital. Their shuttle flight plan is to carry them to an airfield in liberated Poland, and then back across Germany to Freidorf, where they are to receive further orders from Major McCall, their superior officer and personal friend. As we left the boys yesterday, they had just taken off in a powerful Northrop P-61 and are now heading east through the darkness. Holding the plane skillfully on course, his hands light but firm on the controls, Hop is constantly on the alert, eyes searching the heavens for possible enemy action. But immediately behind and slightly above him in the gunner observer's greenhouse, Tank raves on joyously about the new plane.
Oh, boy, I can't get over it, Hop. What a ship this is. Listen to them two motors. 4,000 horsepower pulling us through the sky.
Oh, relax, Tank, relax. You've done nothing but rave about the plane since the takeoff. You're like a kid with a new toy.
Boy, wait till we run across a flock of missies. Well, I go to work on them with those 50-caliber machine guns. Chop them up in that kindling wood.
I hate to stick a pin in that toy balloon of yours, Tank, but if we see any messies, we duck. Our job is to get pictures of the Berlin airfields. We only fight if we have to.
Well, do you mind if I hope we have to?
Okay, you win.
Hey, I just happen to think, what time is it?
4:09.
Oh, we contact the B-17s at 0410, don't we?
Uh-huh. 1 minute to go. The rendezvous altitude is 25,000. I'll be up above that cloud layer there.
Then after we're recognized, we climb to 35,000 and follow them into the target, right?
Check. 45 seconds now. Hang on. We're going up.
Let her rip. You hear them power plants? Brother, is that sweet music. How's she handled?
Like a dream. She weighs all of 25,000 pounds, as much as a medium bomber. But she's light as a feather on the controls.
Ha-ha! Now listen to those ravens.
Okay, wise guy. Now stand by. We're at 23,000.
Boy, that cloud layer is thick enough to walk on.
23.5.
Sure glad we got these electric suits on. Plenty cold up there.
With all the fat you pack around, you don't ever have to worry about being cold.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, who you call this fat?
24.5. Cloud layer's thinning out. Stand by now. Watch for the bombers.
I see him at 2 o'clock.
Right. For 25,000. I'll level off and get close to the leader.
Holy cow, look at them all. Berlin's sure going to take a pasting tonight.
That's probably only one squadron. Switch on the radio. They'll be asking for recognition in a minute.
Check.
They'll be calling on band 5.
Right. Bombing 7 to CX. Coming in, Hop.
Turn up the volume a little.
7 to CX4. Bombing 7 to CX4. Give prearranged recognition. Give prearranged recognition. Over.
Dip your wings, Hop. They're asking for it.
Here we go.
Lucky there's a moon so they can see us.
Bombing 7 to CX-4. Signal received. Take position as planned. Take position as planned. Over and out.
They cut off. Okay. Keep the radio on, but down low. We're going up to 35,000 now. Let her rip!
Hauling the stick straight back, Hop lifts the nose of the P-61 and sends it roaring up through the substratosphere. The air gets colder and thinner, and both boys double-check their oxygen masks. Hop adjusts the pitch of the propellers to give the giant blades a firmer grip on the thin atmosphere, and the superchargers pulsate strongly to keep the air pressure high in the twin engines.
Better start getting ready, Tank. We'll be on target in a few minutes.
Jack, you're going to handle the cameras yourself, ain't you?
Yeah. The exposure button has been fitted onto the stick, but you'll have to drop the flares.
Okay, the releases are right here, next to my elbow.
I'll only have to make one sweep over the course. The three cameras are set up to cover a wide area.
Bombing 7 to CX4.
Hey, the bomber's calling us, Hop.
Right,
bombing
I hear it.
Bombing 7 to CX4. Clouds breaking below. To Gala Lake ahead and below. We'll be holding present course. But you sheer off on your own target run. Good luck to you. Over and out.
I can see the lake myself now. Looks like a puddle from up here. You see it, Hop?
Yeah, and I see the Nazis are waking up. Plenty of searchlights.
Yeah, and flak, too. The puffballs are busting all around the bomber.
They haven't spotted us yet. Well, get set, Tank. I'm going to take her down fast.
Okay by me. I'll be glad to get rid of this oxygen mask.
Uh-oh, here they come.
What?
Hardy interceptors at 11 o'clock. They're circling around, getting ready to peel off against the fort.
They're a good 4,000 feet below us, and they don't see us.
Well, can't we lace into them? I'm dying to get these guns a workout.
Okay, warm them up.
Yowie!
Come on, you pretty babies. Let's hear you sing for Daddy.
All hot and ready. Let's go.
I'll open up those guns. There. That does it. Now, here's the plan, Tank. We'll only make one pass at them.
Only one?
Uh-huh.
That's all we can risk. If they didn't happen to be right on our course, I wouldn't go near them.
Okay, one pass is better than nothing.
We'll dive right through them and break up their formation. Pick off as many as we can. Then keep going down to our assigned altitude, 5,000, and go to work with the cameras. Now, you got that.
Roger.
Here we go.
They're coming out of their circle, Hop, getting ready to peel.
We'll hit them just in time. Plow right through from top to bottom.
They ain't seen us yet.
They're concentrating on the bombers. Stand by now. We're almost on them.
I got my target all picked out.
Ready? Ready? Now, hit them, Tank!
With all I got! Yowie! Caught him right in the midsection! He's falling off!
And here's one for me!
Oh, brother, you blasted him apart! They won't never be able to put him together again.
Stop talking and get to work on those guns,
Tank!
Breaking Tank. They're flying around wildly.
They don't know what hit them.
Just one more in front of us and we're in the clear.
Hop, take care of him. Scratch it out of Missy. You got him right in the fuel tank. He's smoking.
Okay, relax. We're through now. It's all clear ahead.
Oh, boy, did that feel good. The first honest-to-goodness scrap I've had in a long time.
Well, I hope that'll hold you for a while. We're down to 10,000. Get rid of the mess.
With pleasure.
Phew. What a relief.
The lake's right in front of us. What's the reading on the course over the airfield?
Oh, wait a minute. I'll check the map. 081.
Right. Now, get ready at the flares. I'm leveling off. Let the first one go.
Flare away. Got the cameras going?
Uh-huh. And take a look below.
Jumping Jenny's, one of the fields we're looking for. I can see the plane starting to take off.
Could be a perfect shot. Stand by in the next flare.
Standing by.
Let her go.
Jack.
What happened?
Well, we got a lemon that time. The flare pooped out.
That's all right. Try another.
Uh-oh, the Heinies are getting mad. Sending up flak special delivery. COD.
We'll have to plow right through it and hope for the best. Can't change course now. Stand by for the third flare.
Standing by.
Drop it.
He's dropped. Bullseye. There's another field wide open.
Two of them. See the other runway about a mile east.
Yeah, then that makes three. Hey, we sure are getting good shots.
Yeah, and we're getting all the scrap iron in Berlin thrown at us, too.
I'll say. That last one doing any damage?
No, but they're getting the range, and we can't change course. Stand by for another flare.
Okay.
Let her go.
She's gone. See anything?
No. But I hope the camera does. We're almost at the end of the course, aren't we?
Yeah, another 30 seconds will see us through.
If we live that long. Hold there, Hop!
I'm doing the best I can, but this is brutal. Drop another flare tank. We've got to finish out the course.
There it goes. There, I see the other field. Just the tip of the runway.
Ah, they were trying to close it down. We caught them just in time.
Well, that's our limit, ain't it? Four of them?
Uh-huh. Now let's get out of this mess. Hang on. We're going to grab ourselves plenty of sky.
Can't get up there too soon to suit me. They're throwing up everything but the kitchen sink. That's what the kitchen sink.
Keep your fingers crossed. We're up to 9,000 now. Another five should see us in the clear.
Come on, honey. Get us up there. Get us up.
The shots are starting to fall short. Now, while they're readjusting the range, we'll twist off course like this.
Nice going, Hop. You threw them perfect. The last bunch of flak went way off our port wing.
12,000 now. We're coming in open country. I think we're going to make it, Tank.
I'm still keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes, we are making it. The flak is way off now. Far too short. They've lost us.
Phew. And I used to laugh at those Atgard guys. Well, we're through it, and we got the pictures. Now for a nice, pleasant little ride to Poland. Hey, what's the matter? What are you gunning the motors for, Hop?
I'm not. Something's gone wrong.
Hey, we're going into a dive. Hop, pull around.
I'm trying to.
Jump in jetties. We're heading straight down. Hop, for the love of Pete, do something. We're down to 10,000.
I know. Look at the airspeed indicator. We're hitting 700 miles an hour, and I can't seem to pull her out. The controls won't answer.
Flying over Berlin, with Nazi anti-aircraft batteries lying in wait, the controls of Hop's P-61 suddenly freeze, and the plane plummets toward Earth at a speed faster than sound, while Hop struggles desperately to pull the madly plunging ship out of its steep vertical dive. In just a moment, we'll return for a preview of tomorrow's exciting episode.
Well, say, friends, look who's running here to beat the band. The Gremlin. Whoa, whoa, Gremlin.
I thought I'd never make it, but, gee, I did.
Well, Gremlin, I wasn't expecting you anymore today. But it's better late than never.
Yeah, yeah. Am I glad I found out about Grape Nuts Flakes. Better late than never.
How's that, Gremlin?
Well, if I didn't eat Grape Nuts Flakes this morning, I wouldn't have the bounce to get here. I got here faster than fast.
You know, you were running like a rabbit.
Faster? I was puffing a little, but now I can start right out again. Those Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes.
Oh, you're right there, Gremlin. But are you heading somewhere now?
I got no place to go, but I just feel like going. I got stamina. I got... Here I go!
Well, so long, Gremlin. Well, friends, the Gremlin is really taking on speed these days, and you can bet those Grape Nuts Flakes have a lot to do with it. Just you start eating Grape Nuts Flakes every morning and see. You'll have more zip than a BB gun. And delicious, say they're malty rich and toasty brown. The happy breakfast cereal. So ask Mom to get you some crisp, tempting Grape Nuts Flakes.
Now back to Hop Harrigan. Struggling desperately with the frozen controls of his P-61, Hop is fighting to bring the madly plunging ship out of its vertical dive. Less than 5,000 feet below them, heavy German anti-aircraft batteries are waiting to cut the Black Widow into ribbons. Tomorrow, Hop saves the ship in an amazing display of flying skill. But tomorrow, too, both Hop and Tank face a major decision. So be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay! This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
So long, Hop, and don't forget, Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.